The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
There are just so many things going on in the world today. I didn't spend much time on the impending, chaos that the president is now calling it. We're going to get to that after 10 o'clock. Some of you, moments ago, heard an interview with Congressman Reid Ribble. Reid says something pretty interesting. And I think we're going to replay that interview after 10 o'clock and use it to launch into a conversation about what's going on in Washington, as we didn't spend a lot of time on it. Paul Ryan has an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal today, and there are a number of other things going on. In the meantime, though, there are so many other things that I need to get to here, including an update on what's going on in Wausau. Just crazy, crazy stuff. Speaking of crazy stuff, though, we're going to start here. And this is something I have spoken about somewhat to the audience in Green Bay. Those of you in central Wisconsin, Lakeshore, listening on WSAU and WHBL, I have not taken this up at all. This is a very interesting story. And while it presents initially as a local Green Bay story, it's has become bigger than that. And it came to a resolution last night. I've not talked about it for some time. It deals with the Brown County Republican Party. Brown County Republican Party's chairman is Mark Becker. Now, before I launch into this, as I have every time I brought this up, Mark and I have become friends. Now, we became friends because when he became chairman of the Brown County Republican Party, I was very, very pleased because I knew that party needed a new direction, and Mark is going to provide it. The Brown County Republican Party had a reputation among other county Republican parties and the state Republican Party as being very insular, out on an island, just wanting to do its own thing, not wanting to work with the state party, not wanting to work with other counties. It was seen as this little fiefdom. Further, by the way, that's not just my impression. Now, this is just a quick aside, but I point it out every time I bring up this issue. I have great relationships with county Republican parties all over the state. I have had no relationship until Mark Becker became chairman with the Brown County Republican Party. That's because there are a handful of people there who apparently after 9 years still hold a grudge. Now, that changed. Mark became Brown County GOP chairman, and he began to change some things. He began to open up meetings. So they weren't just this little club of the committee and just a handful of people. The old guard there didn't like that. They pushed back. They didn't like that he had a relationship with this show. They pushed back on that. Then they did a rather amazing thing. They launched a palace coup. The executive committee, through no authority, removed Mark as chairman. They did this, quite frankly, because they didn't like what he was doing, didn't like that he was opening up the party. After they were called, and by the way, they went so far as to change the locks on the local party offices so Mark couldn't get in. And one of these gang of five, Ray Sunin, former state Senate candidate, changed the locks, and he was chosen by those leading the coup as chairman. The state party stepped in and said, no, you don't have the authority to do this. once they realized there was pushback and the state party was going to fight them on this, what they did was made a lot of allegations about Mark that the paper here in town just picked up and ran. Inappropriate use of funds, utter nonsense, and other ridiculous allegations. As they put it, in something they sent out to the party membership, executive committee meetings have become disruptive with non-committee members allowed by Mr. Becker to participate. That he broke up their little clubhouse. That's what they were upset about. This actually led to an investigation and led to a trial that happened behind closed doors last night for some 4.5 hours. The end result was that as a result of this, 4 out of 5 executive board members were voted out of the executive committee. And that's where we pick up things now and talk about where the Brown County Republican Party goes with Brown County Republican Party Chairman Mark Becker. Mark, good morning.
Well, good morning, my friend. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. It sounds like you're doing well this morning, Mark.
I'm a little groggy, but yeah, we're okay.
Well, okay. Now, here's what before we talk about where the party goes from here, and yeah. I'm not going to read them all, but the accused, over the weekend, I think it was, got hold of the mailing list of the Republican Party of Brown County, and made their case to the membership, which obviously didn't stick because what happened last night to 4 of the 5. But they make specific allegations against you that I want to give you a public forum here to respond. Do you categorically deny the allegations they sent out in that mailer?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, the big thing here is there is, you know, a confidentiality that the party has, where if it's an internal party matter, sure, we're going to let the party handle it.
Okay.
And I think, you know, with the results of last night, we had a couple of members from the press there, so, you know, obviously the results are going to get out. But, you know, the county party spoke. I gave a quote last night that we are a membership-driven organization, and I am committed to that, because we need to be, and we need to continue to go on the right path, and I think we are.
And what do you see as the right path forward for the Brown County Party?
Oh, goodness. We're just being an open party, working with our membership, working with people like yourself, Jerry, with the state party. We have a wonderful relationship with the folks in Madison. We have a great relationship with you and I. Our membership is strong. We have, I think, some of the most awesome people in Brown County as a part of our organization. We're so lucky for that. And, you know, we've got a heck of a job to do. In 2014, you were talking about Mary Burke earlier. My goodness, she's going to be tough. And we're going to get past this. We're going to grow, and we're going to help Scott Walker win and keep our majorities in Wisconsin. That's what it's all about.
You've got Mary Burke, and at this point I haven't heard of a name, but you've got Reed Ribble in the 8th Congressional District. I mean,
he's doing a great job. I mean, you know, yeah. I love having the updates, and
yeah,
he's just a fantastic person, and putting up a heck of a fight down there.
Yeah, he is. You know, but the 8th district is a swing district, and you can never take anything for granted. That's why I'm saying we've got to put this nonsense behind us. And you're right, and nothing is even slam dunk in the legislative races, Mark.
Well, no, and I think a really good way to do to keep Reed in his office and keep the legislative, you know, the state assembly, the state senate districts intact for us, is to also work with the neighboring county Republican parties.
Yep.
Because if we all work together, we can keep Reed in office, because, you know, the stronger we are as a group, the better we do on election day. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and really this has got to be the focus now. And I have talked about this with other representatives, I should say, of the state Republican Party. You know, we can laugh at Mary Burke, we can do all of that, but she is a formidable candidate in that she has personal wealth, and the polling numbers quite frankly, show Scott Walker underwater. So I think it was critical for this to get put to bed last night the way that it did, because we don't need that. We need to focus on the fight, and it's going to be a hell of a fight in Wisconsin in 2014.
Well, yeah, it is. It's nice to get this behind us for our membership, because they're always number one. And when they are involved, they do things like volunteering for Scott Walker, going to the victory office, going to our office, putting up signs and knocking on doors and all that kind of stuff. So that's what it's all about. It's a good day for us, and we've got many, many good days ahead.
All right, Brown County Chairman Mark Becker. Mark, good talking with you. We'll be in touch.
It's always good to talk to you, Jerry. Thank you.
You bet. All right, before I leave this topic, I need to do one more thing. In recent years, I pointed out that the Brown County Republican Party had become this isolated fiefdom. And a couple of times on the show, I put the blame for that on two people. The former chairman, Vern Krawchuk, and his wife, Judy. That blame was misplaced. I know that now. And the people who were dealt with last night, at least a couple of them to be sure, were responsible for that insular, isolated Brown County, and particularly the wall that existed between that party and this show. And my calling them out really was out of line, because I know now where the blame lies. So Vern and Judy, I sincerely apologize for that. And for that, we move on. A lot of stuff to get to in the show. It's 9:18.
The Jerry Bader Show.